known to the unknown in search of enlightenment, knowledge, and truth.
Greetings, Revolution Radio listeners, Wolf Spirit Radio listeners, and, Tiernasau, I might put Tiernasau on. Anyway, listen guys, hi everybody, we finally managed, hopefully I've got a good signal coming through, there's the kettle, I'll have to deal with that in a second. Well, it's one of these weeks when everything's happening all at the same time, and there's very little time to go from one thing to the next. For instance, there I was producing Sean a minute ago, and now I'm here hosting. And tonight my guest is Shari Edwards, our resident expert on the connection between health and frequency. This is where there's been a very dark mist has been descended upon this area. And it's something that I believe that the ancients all knew, and that it was something that was very natural and obvious to them, and that we've been indoctrinated away from that. So while I'm dealing with the kettle, Shari, would you like to kind of introduce yourself and the sort of stuff that you do, just in case there are listeners who have not heard you before?
Okay, will do. It's awesome to be here. Thank you, JP, for having me on.
And you're sounding great. You're really sounding great.
Awesome. Awesome, awesome. I am the director of the Institute of Bioacoustic Biology and Sound Health, and we stick a microphone in people's faces, and we ask them to talk to us about things like a backache or a sore foot or whatever's going on in their lives at the moment. I just broke my back falling off a two-story balcony, so I fixed myself by talking into the microphone and finding out what was causing the pain, and then I fell on my hip on a bunch of water and talked into the microphone, and it said, oh, it's this little obturator obturnus or something like that, and it is too tight, and it's pulling your leg or hip out of socket, and so if you just give a sound that would release that, then you wouldn't have any pain anymore. And this is after they had done x-rays and an MRI and put me on pain pills. And we try to do that in the research center. We try to rule out everything conventional and prove that they can't do it, so that we can come in and do it with what we call bioacoustics, and it's about frequency. And everything in the body has a frequency. Every biochemical, every structure, everything in the universe actually has a frequency. Music is just a form of frequency. Hearing is a form of frequency. Something being different from hydrogen peroxide and water, that's just a difference in a frequency. So this idea that frequency is dot, 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 we've just broken the codes. And so now we can put everything back into the body by frequency that it lost, because we have found a way to control the DNA and the RNA. Well, I actually shouldn't say it. I already know what's going on with the DNA. It just is. It's there, and they say we're made of these infinitesimal little strings, but they don't know how to control them. We know how to control these little strings, and we can grow back body parts, and we can look at your genetics. We just did one the other day, Sunday, so not too long ago, that was absolutely phenomenal. We were looking at PKU, something that a lot of little kids have now, and it's mimicking autism, and these kids are being put on all this medication when it's really, they just don't have any way to digest phenylalanine, and that's what they base NutraSweet on and other things like that, and people are beginning to develop some very serious psychological issues, bipolar, schizophrenia, So it's about phenylalanine, and we broke the code of how to put it back together. And you can look at the math. It's all in the math of music and the old scales of music. They knew it, JP's right. They knew it centuries ago, and they had to hide it for some reason. Maybe they were being conquered or whatever. There's a new book about this by Jill Madsen. Incredible woman. It's called Lost Waves of Time. And she brings all of this together, all of the ancient literature from all countries, countries that are not even around anymore, and some of their music, and then bringing it together with what we are doing with math. And it really is math as medicine. So sticking that microphone in front of you tells us much more than just the words that you're saying. And that's what we're going to do on the show tonight. We're going to look at some presidential candidates and what their voice says, not their words. You know, we used to be on Revolution Radio. It just got to be too much. It was too long of a show. And I couldn't spend the time. But in doing that, JP wrote an intro for us and sang it for us. And he's great, this radio voice. It says, "Do you hear the words, but just don't believe the speaker?" Well, here, talk to Sherry Edwards, and she can teach you how to find out if the speaker is really telling the truth. And she can go beyond that and tell you what's going on in your body, from the magnetic potential out to the cells and the organs and your expression to the world. How's that?
Well, I can go one better than that, and I can even play this thing. Hang on, I'll just jam it in here. Do you hear the words but just don't believe the speaker? Your intuition says lies, but you have no way to prove the deception. Sonic polygraph software can create computerized evaluations that provide insight into a speaker's validity and intentions. Direction for Truth Radio can provide tools and solutions to help you make well-informed decisions. You have a right to know. Shari Edwards will help expose the cover-ups, provide substantiation to support your gut instincts, and out those who think we have no way of getting to the truth behind the manipulation. You're listening to Revolution Radio on freedomslips.com.
Isn't that an awesome thing?
Oh, well, I tell you, that's one of my favorite songs. That song, the backing track that I'm talking across, it came out in one go. It just like, it was, everybody says it's really cheesy, but it came out in one go. It came with three verses and a bridge all in one go. I couldn't sleep one night, and I just wrote it all down, and this tune, and I had to, and I played all the instruments on it, and it was great fun. It's very raw, but it's got a good vibe to it. Anyhow, so yes, I was thinking, man, I'd do that in about half the time now. I'd do that. That would be a 30-second bumper now. The way, yeah, I realized that, you know, we all speak a lot faster these days. Have you noticed that? Have you noticed tempo rising? And Sherry, have you ever analyzed people's tempo of speech as well as their frequency in tone? There's another
I have.
Aspect.
I see.
Go on.
Uh-huh. And we're going to talk about one tonight that the tempo really surprises me. So we're going to do lots of good things this evening. And
oh, let's go.
Presidential candidates, if people really want to know. And I would like, well, I'm trying to shut this down so I can see my whole monitor. If I just minimize you, am I going to shut you off?
I hope so. I hope so. I hope not. You shouldn't do.
Okay. And, oh, it didn't. Okay, good.
Yeah, I just kind awesome. Of, there's a little square that hangs up in the corner there, so I'm still there
it.
Watching you. So now, for some reason, Lorian isn't able to get into Studio A. Could somebody pick up the thing there for us, please? That's a call for an engineer. Studio A, please. Please come to Studio A and help Lorian in. I don't even know where she goes. Not sure.
I'm not in the chat, or I could help answer some things.
Well, yeah, I can pass you all this stuff. I'm just it's the other studio. The host is not able to get into the call like we're here. So let's just say we're working, and so if you want to listen to and some good stuff, let's listen to this. Look, Shari, we've got a lot to deal with. Where do you want to start?
Let's start with talking about how people can do this on their own. I get hundreds of emails a day, and I wish I could respond to all of them. I will answer questions about celebrities and political people and people in the news, but I don't answer questions about, is my husband cheating? You have to learn to do that on your own, and it's perfectly legal for you to do it. It's not legal for me to do it. So we have a software that we have created here at the Institute for everybody to download and use on them, on their own family and community and whoever. So they would go to soundhealthoptions.com, and it's easy to download. Just double click and follow the directions. And at the bottom, there is a little nano manual. So if you will request that, it's got, I don't know, 20, 30 pages in it on how to work this little software program so that you can look at what Donald Trump is saying, you can look at what your mother is saying, and we can see if people are telling the truth and where they're coming from, what their perspective is. There's classes. We have some phenomenal classes coming up. A $1,200 class that we are giving away for free on the 8th and 9th if you want to do it live. And we've also done it up in a documentary series. And I sent JP the link for that on Vimeo. We'll probably have it up on YouTube by tomorrow so people can actually do this on their own time. Everybody's so busy. But the whole idea is to teach people to do it for themselves. And not only just who's telling the truth or who isn't, because we've got this political campaign coming up and that we're going to talk about some of those candidates, and you will be in shock, I believe, of some of the things that are coming out. But also, there are so many things that are happening with medications and big pharma, at least here in the United States. Here's an example. And this is a woman that came to our office. There's something called test strips that she tests her sugar with 4 or 5 times a day. And her copay to her insurance company is like $10.32. And then on top of that, her insurance company pays another $80, $90 for her that they want her to lick their boots about. But she can go to her local grocery store, Kroger's in this case, and she can buy these test strips for $4 and not go through her insurance company. Now, what that insurance company is doing is billing Medicare or Medicaid or whoever is taking care of these bills, and they're keeping the copay, the $30, and they're probably going out and buying these for at least, you know, the $4, and so they're pocketing the other $26 in just putting it in their own pocket. Something is really wrong here. And the next step to this, and you can see it all over the news, is that they are raising the prices of most medications, especially for the poor folks and the people who have chronic long-term diseases, like AIDS was one of them they were talking about, that they have increased the price from $13.50 a pill up to like $5,000 for 30 pills. What the next step is that we've got word about in just looking at people's vocal prints, is they're raising these prices so people cannot afford them. And the whole underlying backlash of this is, if you don't get your vaccines, if you don't let us do exactly what we want, take your gun, vaccinate your children, kidnap your children, which a bunch of hospitals have done over here in the U.S., if you don't control, if you don't let us control your every move, if you don't become our herd of cattle, and we can manipulate where you live, how you live, what you wear, what you say, what you read, where you go to school, then you can't have your medications to live. That's where it's going as we examine these vocal prints. So our whole idea is something that Buckminster Fuller said, if you don't like what's going on, don't fight the system, just build a better system and show people that it works better and give it to them. So that's what we've done. We're a nonprofit, literally, but that nonprofit has come with a cost, that people work for a pittance. A lot of people volunteer. I haven't been paid in a couple of years. That's not a complaint, because my husband, takes care of me. And the money, I mean, I don't live in any kind of fancy place. My car is 19 years old. But that doesn't matter to me if I can get this information to the people so that before this totally explodes in our face, we can have sound health. We can have sound responsibility, frequency responsibility. Wait, and I haven't talked about this much, wait till they find out that we're doing experiments right now to be able to give medication by sound. And it comes from an ancient scale of music. Think about that. What's that going to do to Big Pharma? We, the people, will not be in their clutches anymore, because we've got a little tone box here. It's an analog tone box, just like your brain works. And we can punch the numbers in. And we're not 100% sure about all medications, but boy, we're working on pain medication first because it seems to be the easiest. But think about that. You would not be in the clutches of Big Pharma anymore. And if you ate something from Monsanto that made you sick, you can easily make an antidote. We would have dominion in our hands, in our... It's our power trip. And the people in the government right now, and I know people have heard this before and they're probably tired of it, they're in the pockets of the people who have the most money. And they're so out of touch. Obama, I heard him say the other day, if we had elections held today and I was running, and he's talking about himself, I would win overwhelmingly. How out of touch is this idiot? I've been trying to think of a word to describe Obama and his out-of-touchness. So, and there's a lot of people in that same category, and I'll get off my soapbox in a minute. I've decided they're maggots, that even when they burst out of their larva, they become something obnoxious and disturbing, flies.
Blue bottles.
Yes. Okay, I spouted long enough. Respond to what I've said.
Oh, well, where do we start? I mean, basically, what we're talking about is the tricorder.
Yes.
Because...
We can do that with bones already.
We can do that with... See, do you have code that can do the voice analysis? Do you have a coder that has written their own code for this?
I don't understand your question.
Right. Have you got somebody who's written a computer program that can determine the dominant frequency, whether it's, you know, a peak or a trough? Have you got a program that, you know, that singles out that the specific frequency?
Yes, it's called Abacus.
Abacus. Okay, so
and
if you take
free.
That code, if you take the Abacus code and embed that into a handheld device or even an app on a smartphone, then
yes.
nobody would ever need a pill ever again. You just talk to your thing, and it would give you a color, and it would give you a sound, and you just sit in that, or bathe in that, or you know, plug it into your HDMI monitor and listen to everything on 3D headphones. Yeah, whatever.
Well, there's a little bit of a problem in that the microphones in these phones aren't accurate enough for me, for some other people, and some of the things we do, like everything that's time domain. The nano voice, leading the way, compatibility, and these are all on our site under downloads of software. But the microphones just aren't accurate enough for the rest of the programs, like somebody with heart disease. That needs to be very, very specific in what's going on, down to, we use 6 decimal points. So if there's somebody out there listening and they want to partner with us to build this, I'm ready because I have the new math beyond anything that we've ever done so far in the last 30 years. I have the new math down, and I'm ready to partner with somebody that will take this to the people. I don't have enough brains to do it.
All right, so you're looking.
That doesn't sound right.
You have plenty of brains, but you haven't got much time because, you know, there's only one Shari Edwards. But what you're trying to do is kind of create, to just teach everybody else the skills that you were given, you know, with the whole. I mean, is there any way to. Actually, yes. I was in a conversation last night with an Ayurvedic. A healer who I came to this thought that you know how you squeeze your eyes shut is that we squeeze our organs tight like that too. I'd never thought about it until last night. I thought, oh my god, you can squeeze your kidneys shut. And that's what people's problems are. That's why it hurts when the stones pass, and some people don't hurt when the stones pass because they're more relaxed.
There is a thing that we haven't discussed with people, and I want to come back to what you just said because it's part of it. My ears are constructed differently, so I can hear things, and I can vocalize things that are different. And there's another little trick that I do that I can go into my body and feel my liver. And I use little sparks of light to burn off everything that is not supposed to be there, like sparks of electricity, and then it dissipates into the ethers. And I do that with my brain, and if I have pain, sometimes I want to keep the pain so I can look at it on my vocal brain. But I can put little sparks of energy in there and explode them and actually go into my body and clean it up. And I do that before I go to sleep, and then I wake up refreshed and wonderful. But I still can't keep things from happening, like falling off a two-story balcony.
Off a two-story balcony, have you, Shari?
Yes, I did. I broke my back in 3 places.
Holy wet. When did that happen?
In the first part of July. I was in the hospital for like 2 months.
Holy Lord, I didn't know. I'm very sorry. So,
well, didn't you miss me? I didn't talk to you. I didn't call you.
Well, I mean, things have been mad. Things, you know, it's like there's so many things going on. So, I didn't see anything on your. So what's been going on for you? Have you been using your healing techniques? Have you accelerated healing? Have you been proving it? Using all the latest ideas and things?
Absolutely. I thought the very first thing that I should use was something that we invented called the little back box. And we invented it for people with back stress that have to sit a long time. And, you know, it didn't do a thing for me. But then I had them bring in what we call the fab abs. And that's all the stomach muscles. And we invented it for who had Parkinson's, because one of the things that happens with Parkinson's folks is they can't turn over in bed. Their stomach muscles are really weak. And here's that combination again. One combination of the stomach muscles equals L-DOPA and dopamine, the two things that are really intimately involved in Parkinson's. So I had him bring in the Fab Apps, and I just turned it on and let it go. I had a private room. I don't know how I got that, but
you
I did.
You manifested it.
Yes, it was wonderful. Well, I just can't stand all the noise people make and all the TVs running all the time. And I guess they knew that, and that would drive me up the wall. So the Fab Abs, the stomach muscles, are the ones that took away my pain. I had this cast. Well, it wasn't really a cast. It was a bunch of metal bars that they fitted on me from groin to top of my neck. And that was to keep everything straight like it ought to be.
Wow, you were pinned down. That must have been very uncomfortable.
Oh, well, I found some comfortable ways to deal with it. And you could, if somebody could help you up, you could get up and walk around and stuff. But I got out of the hospital a lot quicker than they ever thought I would, and then into this rehabilitation thing. That was wonderful. I got to work with a lot of the people that were actually patients there, and a lot of the people who helped take care of them, and they were so fascinated by bioacoustics. I just feel like it was a wonderful vacation. I hadn't had a vacation in 20 years, so I just thought, well, this was a nice opportunity for a vacation, and I learned a lot about pain, and they said my vertebrae would never heal once they were crushed and crunched like that. They're on their way to healing, and they don't understand it. There's those little sounds again.
Must be the Oreos.
That's a story.
It's a very old story. I know, it's a very old story. So,
about
it's a, do you want to tell it? Because I just wanted to break a couple of things down, but tell the story about the Oreos, because this is how, I mean, what was this, 20-odd years ago now?
Yeah, my son was 20, and he's in his 40s now.
And how close-minded the medics were. So go ahead.
How limited they are. My son had a motorcycle accident on wet brick. He could take out this group of people, or he could stop himself with a parking meter. So he wrapped his motorcycle around the parking meter and broke his leg and crushed bones and ripped arteries, and it was within sight of the hospital, or he probably wouldn't be alive. But we wrote an article about him after we were able to take away his pain, and he grew a new kneecap after they took the crushed one out, and there was no scar tissue on the bone. So this guy from the Boston Celtics, doctor, came to visit us and the first thing through the door was, "I just want to tell you how stupid you are." And I said, "Well, could you sort of tell me in which way I'm stupid? If I'd like to clean that up, you know, if I'm saying something wrong." So he wanted to look at the x-rays. And yes, there was a new little kneecap, so he accused me of doctoring an x-ray. Then he wanted to see the kid. And so he palpated the knee, and yes, there was a new kneecap in there. So he accused me of doing surgery. And then he wanted to talk to the kid's doctor. And yes, the kneecap regrew. Yes, there was no a scar tissue on the bone. Yes, that was impossible. But every day that Jesse was in the hospital, he ate Oreo cookies. And it's just as likely that it was those Oreo cookies as it was those sounds. So that's what JP's talking about. But we have helped the body heal bones in record time, many, many, many times over. So we have the frequencies for that. And we don't have it in a tone box, but we probably should, one for bone healing. But the FDA had probably come after us. Like, we have one for fibromyalgia, but we can't say it's for fibromyalgia. We call it muscle help or something like that. But it really takes away fibromyalgia pain. But we are trying to be so careful to keep this clean and available to the people. We don't want the government to take it, like the truth verification software. We don't want the government to take that for national security. And I know Big Pharma has so much money. They've just tried to, well, I can't say they. Somebody's trying to bury us. We've had 8 years of IRS audits. We've had, this is the sixth year for a workman's compensation audit. Every time we turn around, somebody is crawling all over our books and trying to shut us down. So they know we're here, and they are actually emulating some of the stuff that we do. Like with the flu, every year the flu would come out, and we would give antidotes, frequency antidotes. So they then created flus that were the same frequency as the antidotes. So we had to say another approach. And they couldn't have done this on their own, that if this is one frequency for a flu, and the antidote for that flu is this kind of other flu. So we just went around them and figured another way to do it. So somebody's watching us by way of humans. And I also think somebody's watching us by way of just the universe. And if you want to call it God or universal being or whatever, I think we are incredibly protected. You know, I should have died falling off of that balcony. Somebody my age would have broken a lot of bones falling off that balcony. But I hit my face first on something and knocked myself out. So I fell drunk, you know, really relaxed like a drunk. And they life-flighted me away, and they really thought it was horrible and I was going to die and whatever. Yes, I crushed my lungs, and I fixed that in about 3 days, compressed lungs. And my bladder wasn't working. My bowels weren't working. So just with sound, fix those in a few days. You know, I want that for everybody, and I can't even remember. Oh, I started the story about Oreo cookies. When they don't want to listen, then there's no hope. You're not going to get anywhere. So I decided to go to the people. And I went on tour for about 10 years in this old rickety bus that somebody had given us because we'd helped him with his leg. And he wanted us to take this to the people. So for about 10 years, I traveled around the country and taught people how to do this. And I thought, if I can reach my 100th monkey, then I can probably go home and I'll start a school and I'll teach people to do this. So two things happened that showed me I had my 100th monkey. And I could go home and start a school, but I get beat on there too. I was with the Sufi camp and teaching them how to do this, and they were having this dance, and they had all these little kids out there in the field on a blanket, and the bugs were just eating them up. So I took the little kids to the house out in this little balcony, and had stone floors, big flat stones, and we were just sitting singing on this little balcony. It was like a, you go out these French doors from the house, and here's this space where you've set outside. I don't know what they call it, veranda. And we were playing and doing sounds and making crazy sounds. And this guy came out from the house, and he came over and sat down beside me and started talking, and said he had been traveling with this woman who did sound healing. And she did this, and she did that, and she could do that, and she did numbers, and she did colors, and she did shapes, and my ears were just perked up. And I said, I need to meet her. Is she here? And he said, well, yes, I can introduce you. Her name's Sherry Edwards. And it was, thank you, God, I can go home now. That's my 100th monkey. I didn't know this man, but that's my 100th monkey. So I came home and started a school, and taking on any case we could find, crushed legs from motorcycles that nobody could do anything about, Parkinson's, cancers, which we talked about, and I have some information for you. But just seeing what I could find, it's backwards science. I only had my ears to depend on. I knew I was hearing a sound from people. I knew it was coming from their ears, or at least the side of their head. I was working in the speech and hearing department. They finally tested my hearing, and it was off the scale. And when I would do a sound, and you can tell how long ago this was, it scrambled the reel-to-reel tapes in the room. So the government got interested in the fact that I could scramble reel-to-reel tapes, and so they sent me out to near Albuquerque someplace, and was looking at my voice and found out it has very unusual properties to it. maybe a throwback from the Templar days, maybe an alien. You know, people would know an alien if one bit them, I don't think, because an alien that had any sense would blend in. But that's my goal, to teach what I have and what I've computerized to the people. In the book, The Tree of Life and the Holy Grail by Sylvia Franck, she talks about how the Templars were somehow charged with keeping all of the secrets of healing through herbs and sound and dance and whatever else they could find. And at that point, she began to look at our materials and printed in her book that Sherry Edwards is a modern keeper of the Holy Grail information from that 14th century. And they probably knew everything before then. So that's all in my head, my ears, and my brain, and all the frequencies and the math. And that's how we came up with all of these formulas that we found really were part of harmonics. So it was here all the time. It was old, ancient, and nobody knew how to use it until we computerized. So that's what we're about, and that's the Oreo cookie story.
Yay! So here's the thing, is that you have this ability, talent, gift, curse, because it can't be pleasant sometimes. I speak to psychics and all sorts of people and mediums and, you know, sensitives, and often, you know, it's not like, oh, I see fairies and angels all the time. It's mostly, you know, you have to deal with everybody's kind of ucky, lower mind and, you know, most disgusting elements of people, because, you know, obviously you're dealing with sick people, and it's the sick bit that you're having to deal with. You're a technical healer, but also a natural healer, you'll also be as sensitive as any other natural healer. So, do you feel, growing up, you know, that you felt more than other people, or did you feel that everybody felt as keenly as you did? And how come they didn't act on those feelings?
Well, I grew up in Appalachia. We didn't have radio or TV or even electricity. We didn't have indoor plumbing. We scrounged for a living. Nobody really talked to each other. But when I would say, Aunt Georgie said such and such, it was like freak out time, because Aunt Georgie hadn't really said it to me. Maybe she just thought it, and I knew about it. And my family was afraid of me, especially as I was growing up. I didn't understand what was happening. I knew I could do sounds and stop a headache or just hum to somebody and or one of the little kids that was hurt or sick or something. I never understood it. I was encouraged, greatly encouraged, not to talk about it and not to mention it and keep my mouth shut and just don't say anything. There was no music in the house, no musical instruments. Well, it wasn't really a house. We lived in a corn crib. So I didn't have any exposure to anything else, but I knew the other kids couldn't do it. Even when I tried to teach them how to do the sounds, they couldn't do it. So I grew up just keeping that to myself, and I actually used it in school. I would ask the teacher about something, on a test or whatever, and I just knew what was going on in the teacher's head, so the answer would just fall on me or come to me. And sometimes when I'm talking to somebody, I just see these little vignettes if I can get out of the way. Oh, let me give you a good example in the lab. A man came in, and I never ask what they have because I want my data to be clean. And I walked into the lab where he was, and the air in the lab, and this room's about 16 by 16, the air in there was brownish yellow. And I thought, oh, I'm hallucinating again. And I did his sounds. We're in a double room where there's a glass between us, and it ended up being cataracts. And I said, what's it like to have cataracts? And he said, well, the air looks really dirty and like you're looking through some kind of filmy stuff. Well, it ended up that he needed germanium. And I didn't know that that was a cure for cataracts. And he pulled a little vial out of his pocket of germanium. He was a Japanese guy, and Japan's government had sent him over to see me to see if I was real. Now, I didn't tell him that I saw the air as dirty gray, but that happens a lot to me, and I don't do it on purpose. But I think a lot of the times people don't do that because they have to be very thin-skinned to pick it up, but very thick-skinned to be able to handle it. And if somebody's walking up to you and this happened, a guy, little troll-looking guy, said, you're too ugly to be on stage. And I thought, how do I answer him? He's no Robert.
You're too stupid
either.
To be alive, yeah.
Yeah. Well, that would be the human thing to say, you know? And so I decided to give it back to him, and I said, well, what do you think I could do about it? He said, nothing. You look like my mother, and I hate her, too. So it was really his problem that he was trying to put on me. And that's
he's dumping on you, yeah.
Yeah, that's what people can't do. They don't realize that when people say these hurtful, hateful things, that it's really the other guy. So they jump to the bait instead of being able to look at this person as, I trust you enough to tell you something awful. I trust you enough that you can do something with this to help me out of it. So if we could train people to do that, and that really takes people getting to their real self, and that takes us right back to that nano voice free software, because you can talk to it and you're alone and it doesn't record your words, only the sounds, and you can say, well, I really hate so and so and I don't want this job, and it'll give you an answer as to what's really going on for you. We had a woman come in, her husband was having an affair, and there was a baby on the way with the other woman, and she came in devastated. She couldn't hardly walk. She was crying and sobbing and all bent over, and she was a friend of somebody in the office. So I didn't know what to do. I'm not a counselor. So I said, well, let's talk about it. And she sat down, and I put the nano voice microphone near her, and said, I hate the baby. I hate the baby. I want him all to die. And you could see that it squashed her voice into one little corner of the vocal graph. And then I could question her, well, why do you think an innocent baby should have to die? And that vocal print gave me the direction to question her until about 15 vocal prints later. She said, well, what she really wanted to do was be with her church and be with her friends and go on with her life. And she realized that the baby wasn't at fault, that her husband wouldn't have done that had he truly loved her, so she just needed to let go of that, and it wasn't the other woman's fault, that he probably told her he wasn't married, or he was married. But in talking to that nano voice, it got you to the place where you really knew who your secret self was, the self that we hide from people so often. You know, in the movie The Secret, it says you can have whatever you want, but it forgets to tell you how to tell what you really want, you know, and if it's your neighbor's wife, somebody's in trouble. And people just don't think of those consequences of what's really going on. The other thing that people don't realize is when they begin to back out of a relationship and they try to find excuses and have arguments for it not to be there, they've just learned their lesson or what they need to learn from that person. And if we could only realize that and walk away clean, I think it would be a much better world. So I have a lot of hope for the nano voice and what it can do for people and how it can help you get to the bottom of what is really going on. And how do we get on that conversation?
Well, you know, I was talking also earlier about like a device that you hold in your hand that did all that. We talked about, you know, then we went on to like finding a coda, and then, you know, and then things wandered away from there. But you know, we're talking about that. You know, our show title that I gave is The Liars, Damn Liars, and Big Pharma. So that's part of the thing is, you know, Big Pharma are very dangerous. You know, they kill people when you threaten their profits.
Yes, and it is profits.
Yeah.
It's not your health, it's profits.
Yes. Yes. So, well, basically we need to do away with, you know, the whole thing, the whole, you know, corporate structure and this profit motive and everything like that when it comes to just about everything in our lives. You know, that's what we really all need to do away with. And they're not going to take, you know, they're not going to give it up. So we have to, the way I see it is that we have to not feed that wolf. We have to feed the other wolf, the wolf of our future. Our future, where it doesn't matter that you can't get vitamin D, is because you can get 27.5 on a little vibrating machine.
Yeah.
You know, on
an
app.
Is that really vitamin D?
I'm just pulling it out of my head.
Oh.
I'm just pulling it out of my head. But anyway, you never know. Sometimes I pull things out of my head that are remarkably accurate. You know, like, you know, I get these like you were saying before, you get these intuitive flashes when you're talking to somebody. That's telepathy. You know, when somebody talks, your voice is encoded with the thought patterns that come, that are, you know, ultrasonically, modulated. Like,
we've proven that, by the way.
I'm just about to say, is this what you've proven? Because it's to do with the ultrasonics, isn't it? It's the frequencies that are beyond our range of ear hearing, but we have some kind of other ear. Is this right? It's like a microwave, isn't it?
Well, our skin hears, but let's take two things here. All right, let's back up a minute. What makes Big Pharma able to put money first? Because we, the human race, now are putting money first. We don't want to think of us as that kind of person, but that's exactly what's going on. Power and money. Animals don't use money, but they use power. So in our society, we've created it so that power is money. It's we, the people, that made that the number one thing that you're looking for. We didn't make goodness and peace and grace the best thing on earth. We didn't put that up there in front, on top, and keep it there. Yes, we look at Mother Teresa, and that's wonderful. But some people look at her that she wouldn't take a house or clothes or anything else, and they look at her as stupid. And we look at people who are giving, and some people look at them as just totally dumb and stupid, that they are so stupid that they give away everything. That makes the person feel good, but in society, it makes people look at you like you're nuts. Think about this in terms of a good man, a good, solid, giving, protecting, take care of the family man. Those are the kind of men that women have affairs on and go out and look for the bad boys. Explain that. The good people on this earth get stomped on. It's not rewarded enough, but that's my opinion. So I think we ought to change our mind. But look at telepathy. When we were doing lab tests, and I would do people's sounds, I would hear it, I'd hear the sound coming out of their ears, and I've been tested in all kinds of labs. Two of the things that happened. One, our brain waves synchronized to 3 decimal points. We might as well have been twins or had the same brain. And the other thing is our heart went into identical rhythm. I think that's how telepathy takes place. I think that's how the heart math people are getting all this phenomenal results they are getting, and relaxation and changing people's ideas about good and bad and themselves. So I think we were able to do that many eons ago, listen to somebody's voice, entrain to their voice, and sort of become the same. That's why I think we created music, so that we could entrain a whole room full of people at a time. I think that's why the church started music, so everybody could get on the same page, and then the preacher could come in and sock it to him, kind of thing. That we're all going to think the same thing, because we can repeat it by giving you back your sound. And in this case, it was the sound I was singing. We can show that the beat rhythm of the sound entrained the heart and entrained the brain of the person singing and the person singing too. That ought to be explored. We just don't have the money or staff to do it. But incredibly, that ought to be explored. We were talking about glucose and candida, and it was a fascinating conversation.
The nung raises its head. The nung. I call the little being that exists underneath your skin that is made of candida, I call it the nung, because that's what it makes you want to do. It makes you want to eat bread and go nung, 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 nung with fresh bread.
And sugar.
And sugar.
And, well,
food and friends. That's all it wants.
Carbohydrates. Yes.
Food and friends.
It wants to survive.
Yeah.
All it wants to do is survive, and it has to have sugar, glucose, carbohydrates, bread, all that's turned into sugar. Well, you said, and I hadn't connected it before, you said that candida absolutely had something to do with cancer. So I started looking at everything I could find, all these math matrices about glucose, and by the way, we can create, we've been able to create insulin with sound to reduce glucose. Now, let's back up a minute. Three things that we found consistent with cancer, and we have a software that can test this for you. It's called Cancer Absolute, and it looks at all different kinds of cancers. But it looks at calcitonin, which I should have said last, which controls active calcium. It controls the frequencies of vitamin A, and bioacoustically speaking, almost everything has something else, is something else, like sulfur and oxygen are nearly the same frequency. So vitamin A, I didn't understand why that goes so high, but then we found that the Brzezinski numbers, and he has a cancer clinic in Texas, one of his nomatids has the same frequency as vitamin A. And the other thing, catalase, and that cleans up the blood and gets all this trash and stuff out of the blood. So I'm looking for sugar, because absolutely cancer requires sugar. Candida requires sugar. So I looked them all up, and look at the notes of F sharp and C sharp. Now, in the matrix that we look at, that's five notes away one direction if we look at a wheel of numbers, and seven notes away the other direction. And we found that five notes away and seven notes away, which the church allowed, deal musically with the processes of the body. The six notes away that the church would not allow you to write a song in, that's what gives you dominion over your health. So F sharp and C would be that relationship. And JP and I have been talking about this for years. So when you look at F sharp and C sharp, then up comes this calcitonin. Now I need to tell a story about calcitonin. The things that are naturally in the body very rarely double up or run over each other. Very few items do that. And if they do, they're in different categories, like a mineral and an amino acid. So we found something that controls cancer growth in the body, and it's through the Krebs cycle, and we have a computer program for that. We were going to give away a computer program. I don't know which one to give away. But as we looked at it, we discovered in almost every cancer case but one, calcitonin was the root cause. Now, calcitonin is the master switch for calcium, and it has a frequency. And when we begin to look at what happens in the body, like with Robert O. Becker's book, when there's a trauma, calcium runs to the site and acts like the master sergeant to get everything put back together. And when we looked at what happens with cancer, it's a fault on arachidonic acid and hydrogen peroxide. And
okay, Shari, we're up against the hard break. We'll be back in about 5 minutes' time, and we're going to find the frequency link between candida cancer and perhaps scientifically prove my Nung theory. Nung namaste, sisters and brothers. Nung namaste. And frequency, and how the candida cycle, and what's the crib cycle, and what am I talking about, Shari?
Well, candida is a form of yeast, and they've proven that yeast is alive, and it's a little critter, and it makes sounds, and it just somehow becomes a part of your body when your acid-alkaline balance isn't what it's supposed to be. So usually, when you have too much sugar, it's opportunistic, and somehow it starts growing any place that's wet, and there's a lot in your mouth and ears and even on your skin. This candida can grow, and as JP was mentioning, it causes you to crave sugar because it's kind of taken over your energy, and it wants to be fed. It's a parasite. And so it drains your energy, and it also sets you up for cancer. And that's what we were talking about. The three things that we found in every cancer case but one was catalase. It's an enzyme that cleans trash out of your blood. The frequency for vitamin A, which we found is actually one of Brzezinski's number for his anti-cancer, neoplastins, I think he calls them. And the other is calcitonin. So the body's energy starts with a cell, and there's something in there, a little furnace. You learned about this in school, inside a cell, and it has to have oxygen, has to have food. It's the mitochondrial sort of beginning of everything. And that creates energy. And there is a cycle in the body called the energy cycle, the Krebs, K-R-E-B-S, cycle. And when that depletes itself or gets dampened, then cancer can take over. The other way cancer can take over is when there is a trauma, and this is what I was explaining when we left off, when there is a trauma in the body, calcium rushes to the site, and you can look this up in Robert O. Becker's books, Cross Currents, The Body Electric, and a couple other books. He was so ahead of his time, they ran him out of the U.S. I think he now lives in Canada. But calcium rushes to the site. So we began to look at how cancer begins to take over. And cancer food is 5-H-E-T-E. And it's a fault on arachidonic acid and hydrogen peroxide. You can read all about it in Harper's Biochemistry. So here is the need for calcium because there's a trauma in the pancreas or wherever. And the pancreas sends out for, send me this frequency. People, calcium and 5-H-E-T-E is 1/100th away in the body from being the same frequency.
So it's a very, very tiny distortion.
Incredibly tiny. And if you don't have, I'll explain this in the terms of pop in a minute. If you don't have enough calcium running your calcitonin controls, cancer food will go to the site. And we've looked at this mathematically, and we've been able to turn around some pretty right on the edge of terminal cancer patients, sinus cancer, lung cancer, brain cancer, by helping the Krebs cycle and helping reestablish calcitonin in the body. And how did we find that out? Because there were so many people who had the same frequency and stress if they had cancer. One of the things we have learned is people with similar toxins, traumas, gene issues, diseases, whatever's going on, people with similar illnesses have similar, if not identical, vocal anomalies. We have proven that. That's the foundation of us saying math is medicine, or can be used as medicine. Now, I'll do this a little bit different. There is something in diet soda called aspartame, and it's a note of D. And there is an amino acid that feeds the muscles, and it's glutamic acid, and it hits for glutathione and a couple of other things that really help sulfur and cofactors for vitamins in the body. So here is a cell that needs some kind of muscle repair, or it needs just to be able to be supple and mobile. So you drink pop, and there isn't enough of this amino acid, but there's plenty of this aspartame. And aspartame runs to the site and binds with this little cell that says, oh, I needed this frequency, because the aspartame is a toxin. But until it bound with this cell, the cell didn't know that that was not a natural thing in the body. They've proven, James Jimjewski and James Oshman all have been doing work on, if a cell gets damaged or needs something, it sends out a signal and things rush to the site based on a lock and a key. And it's like music. A C and an F sharp go together well musically. Well, a C and an F sharp frequency inside the body go together well. It's like matching up serotonin and melatonin. One wakes you up, one puts you to sleep. They are musical matches as well as biochemical matches. And we call these things mathways. Just as there are biochemical pathways, there are mathways. And we're beginning to establish what these mathways are. Like I was telling you before, there's this PKU where you don't have an enzyme to digest phenylalanine, and it looks like autism. We found the frequencies and how they match just by looking at this math grid that the ancients gave us with these ancient scales. We can see so much more than conventional medicine. And it was hidden in the music all along. The notes, the sounds that we sing, that we think go together beautifully. So when we're beginning to look at cancer, we want to keep calcitonin's frequency up and available and running, and keep enough calcium in the body so that cancer can't take a hold, because we never would get cancer food into the cell because calcium would beat them to it. So when you look at cancer, cancer requires sugar, just like the candida that JP was talking about. And JP, when you look at a musical scale like 440 or 432, there's 12 notes that play together and they all have a frequency exactly opposite of glucose that candida wants, is calcitonin. So it's one step away. The candida requires the glucose. The glucose requires the calcitonin as part of its process. So you were exactly right. Candida is very cancer related.
Thank you so much. Because, you're doing more than kind of proving my mind exercise. Because where I started with this, Shari, is using Frank Jordan's healing techniques, which is basically you go in and you talk to the thing, whatever it is. It's mm-hmm. a conversation. My belief is that all diseases are conversation between your body and your brain. because your brain is the last thing that gets it. But it's the brain that's in control, so it needs to get it in the end. But when you started looking, at the frequencies of things, I was delving into the feeling of things, and feeling is frequency as well, in my opinion.
Yes, it is.
And I don't know what band it's on, what frequency band, and whether it's acoustic or magnetic or electromagnetic or scalar.
On all of those levels.
Mm-hmm. And whether it's in audible frequencies or in subaudible or super audible. Yeah, go higher than you can hear. What's your research shown on that?
Well, the body responds to different octaves. Like, you could start with 20. You can hear 20. And then 40 is another octave. 80 is another octave. You're beginning to get up into where people speak. But the other side of it, 10 is half of it. And that's an emotional octave. And 5 is half of that. Another octave, and that's the biochemical octave, and 250 is the bioelectric octave, and 125 is the biomagnetic octave. And we have been able to reverse Down syndrome. Now, she was 6 years old, the biggest reversal we got, but we did another one with the 32-year-old man by using the biomagnetic and the bioelectric layers of the octaves in their voice that were missing. So, again, it's just a puzzle of these different layers.
So, here's the thing, Sherry. From the rest of my research, there's a lot to do with disease, that is to do with trauma, that is passed down through generations.
Yes.
Things that happen to me, I pass on to my children. Things that happen to them passes on to their children, and we treat our child the way we were treated, unless we can stop it, unless we can become conscious of this. And this is how, this is the plan, that we become conscious of it and stop it before we do that. We deal with it in ourselves. How can frequency help when dealing with, for instance, an inner child memory issue? You've blanked something out because you don't want to see it, because it was terrible. Have you worked with that sort of level of things? Recovering memories,
yes.
Basically.
Yes. And a lot of the times it has a nutritional basis. That sounds really weird, but...
No, because I think, again, Candida is involved. Because what is the main relationship that you have with your mother? It's all wet. It's all wet, isn't it? We kiss babies, we lick them, they lick us, everything is wet. There's got to be a transfer of Candida. That's how we get and I believe that that's how our mental forms are passed down. That's my personal, a weird theory.
But if you have the correct pH, then that Candida can't live. But go to grapefruit seed extract by Nutrabiotic, and that will begin to kill things off. And yes, we pass things down through genetics, through what they're all eating, the same kind of thing, but we entrain the brain to bring up memories, and they may not always bring them up in the same way. They may bring them up as a different layer, a nutritional deficiency. So I don't think, this is my opinion, I don't think people have to go all through backing out some emotional thing if we can look at it in another way. The body is so incredibly redundant that if you have a hip problem, it may be a nutritional issue, it may be an emotional issue, it may be a genetic issue. So these layers, these scales and octaves in music are the same way, that if we begin to heal it on the mental level, like epigenetics that Bruce Lipton talks about, if we can heal it on that level, we may not have to heal it over here on this level. And yes, I totally believe that you can talk to your body and make it do what you want to do. There is so many things. We could talk for hours of all of this stuff that we go through all of the time. And you're going through, is it a scare about cancer or candida, or is it the diet you went on just to kill it off?
Well, the thing is that I started getting terrible migraines. And so I went into the migraine and like, what are you? You know, and I realized that what it was me actually feeling nauseous. And it's like, it's then I'm blocking off the nausea by tensing muscles, by, you know, squeezing some inner organ, which mm-hmm. having squeezed for so long becomes fatigued, and then you start, you know, it starts to hurt. So it spasms and everything like that, and that's the migraine. But the problem is that I'm blocking off something that I should be feeling, which is this feeling of nausea, which is obviously not pleasant, so I kind of block it out. And then I went back in through what the nausea was about, and I realized that, you know, it was food that I'd eaten 2 days before. And then so okay. I stopped eating the food that was making me get the tension and the sickness, and that was yeast stuff, breads and stuff like that, and pizza. And go ahead.
Well, you have two choices as far as my being able to help. One, would you like me to send you the migraine software, or would you like to send me a vocal print and I'll run it through the software for you?
Well, sure, I'm sure I can provide you. It's a 32K mono sample, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. And on our site, under downloads, we have radiation software up there for people to download too. There's a booklet, a 72-page booklet, where they can learn to do this. Mm-hmm. Download that software and learn to do it, but you can use the booklet on any of the softwares. Which, can we talk a minute? Les, do you want to give away a cancer identifier to somebody in your audience, or a Krebs cycle? Do you want to give a software to one of your audience people?
I would love to. How do we filter out this single person? We could. Does anybody who needs it? Let's put your hand up in the chat room in Wolf Spirit Radio or in Revolution Radio. First person to put their virtual hand up who needs it will get a free download from Shari.
So, or we could do a drawing if you want. If there's more than one person,
let's see. It was a migraine.
How about if somebody's going to be listening to this later? Do you have archives?
Yes. Yes.
Do they usually do it like in the first week or so?
It's very hard to tell, actually, to what they, you know, there's no typical behavior. People can listen for years and never contact me, and sometimes people listen to me for seconds and then contact me.
Well, do they need to go through you or... I think we have a drawing at vocalprofiling.com. I'm not mm-hmm. sure that's the right address.
Mm-hmm.
If they just want to send it to me, just my name, Shary Edwards, at Gmail, then I'll just put all of the names in a hat. I'll wait two or 3 days to make sure people catch up, and just Shary Edwards at Gmail, and then we'll just draw one out and send it to them.
All right.
We can download it.
Okay. People are saying give it to Rapsy. So Rapsy, several people say go to Rapsy. Well, yeah, who else is saying Rapsy?
Did they have a headache and couldn't get on the show?
Some people are having yeah, so I think so. So so we have the migraine situation. I think there's lots of people who Cortec wants one as well, and Rapsy wants one, Herbal wants one, and Sky. Wouldn't it be great if we could easily cure these headaches?
Do they want the migraine one or the cancer one?
How many copies of the migraine one can you give away?
I really don't know.
All right. Well, look, Rapsy seems to be winning the poll here of popularity. So, actually, I don't even know the gender of Rapsy. So there we go.
Just send me the email address, and we'll download it for
them. Okay. Rapsy, send me the email. Okay. Thanks very much, Shari. Because, I mean, like I said, I found that it was masking another thing. So let's just get back to the candida cycle, because
I want to ask you a question.
All right. Well, I just wanted to put a point in that is that the acidity causes your body to want to balance the acidity, so it leaches the calcium from the bones. Isn't that correct?
I think that's one of the theories, yes. Yeah.
And what is the function of boron in all this?
Boron is a mineral. Older women usually have boron not working well, and they'll get little creepy crawly feelings on their skin. Men who lack boron get male pattern baldness. I can't remember what else boron does. I think you get it from pork, or you can buy it at the health food store. There's probably a lot of other things. Mm-hmm. I don't have all that
borax
on the top of borax.
Mm-hmm.
I thought you said boron.
Yeah, but borax is sodium tetraborate.
I don't think you want to eat it, though.
Very, very tiny amounts, apparently. You can buy pills, and people swear by it, and it helps them with their arthritic conditions.
Yes, so, it helps with bones, yes.
Yeah.
And right now, we have something called a keynote, and right now, the biochemical SOC3, which causes arthritic-type pain, is coming to us from outer space and activating right now. So if they would wait until the end of the week, maybe this will let up. But they could go look at that. We do this whole thing every week about what the space frequencies are. I mean, they control the tides and sunspots and all that. And NASA follows them, and people who go into space follow them. So we wrote it up, and just go to soundhealthoptions.com. And we're just coming out of low back pain and hip pain, and we're moving into, I think, some thumb pain and joint issues more than anything else. But we publish that every week for people to see, to watch.
Okay. Brilliant segue. So what you're talking about really is you've just proved astrology, haven't you?
I think so.
Yeah. So we'll just move on from there, because you know we'll just drop that little nugget in that, you know, we're pulling so many dots together. This is so cool tonight, so thank you very much, Shari. Rapsy is in hospital with cancer, so I don't know how advanced this thing is, but I've given you the email there.
What country are they from? We may have a bioacoustic practitioner near them.
Okay. We'll see. It will be a couple of minutes till the chat room hears about it. I'm sure somebody will put that in. So each moment has its own frequency. Now, have you done Fourier on this frequency, the shift of this frequency? How do you measure it? Do you measure it? Is it related to the Schumann resonance? Is it related to the Schumann resonance, say, of the sun, etc.? What's its connection here? In galactic mechanics things?
It changes all the time as the planets move, and it's like a progress chart in astrology that we built a computer program that can read all of it, and we based it on what we got from NASA as the cyclic frequencies coming to the Earth, and it did end up that they are very cyclic in 24 hours and the moon cycle and the year cycle. They begin to repeat themselves. And I think that is about when people were conceived. They want to say born, but I really think it's when people were conceived. And astrology would work if you backed everybody up 10 months anyway, so it would work. But I think that it somehow controls us as these carbon-based units, because in the spring you can see all the frequencies for allergies and histamines come through, and it seems to control our health in a lot of ways. And I don't think I've answered your question. Have we studied it? Yes, in terms of basic harmonics.
That's so awesome. So when you've got the cycles, right? Cycles are very subtle. Have you found that there's an almost daily cycle that people
yes.
are in a way like 24 hours is just a little bit squeezed, if you see what I mean?
Well, when we do nano voice, and we've done this several times, of taking a nano voice print of the person saying the same thing every 15 minutes, and you can watch the bass note of them move right down through the cycles. The note of E is dominant maybe at 10 o'clock and at 11, the note of F and the 12, the note of F sharp. So you can watch the dominant notes move as the cycles of the sun and the moon change, and they match. And, you know, somebody comes into us and they, oh, I'm just feeling bad and I don't know why I'm feeling bad. Well, you know, you look at this keynote and you can see why they're feeling bad. It's Borrelia is highlighted, or the flu. It's coming from outer space, controlling us in some subtle way. And the more you divide the numbers down to where you can't divide it anymore, like if you start with a note of E at 20 and 10 and 5 and 250 and 125, and you can't divide it anymore and still keep a whole number, when you use those smaller numbers, it's pre-physical. And that's where we can stop the flu. We can teach people how to look at predictive, what's going to happen to them, what pathogen is coming, what muscle's going to be weak. And that's what we teach in class. I forgot to mention that. We have a two-day class coming up. It's free, and the software is free, and the textbooks are free. We are so determined to get this out to people that we are doing these for free. Have people go to our site, soundhealthoptions.com, and I think it says software giveaways. Let me go look. I'm not really sure exactly what it says. But this week coming up, they're preparing for a class called Maintenance and Repair. And this is October's class. Next class is going to be cancer, and it's in November. It's 2 days, and we have put almost all of it on video so they can be with us in class and practice it, but they can get all the class over there on that link that I sent you that you can put in the chat. But it's called Health Crisis Giveaway.
That's fantastic. So if you go to my Ever Beyond site, everbeyondradio.com, you can go and see Shari Edwards' post just on the right-hand side. You click that, and that will give you the link back to Shari's site and the video site, more to the point. So please go on. Excellent. I mean, by the way, people, I mean, Shari used to charge lots of money for these things, but people have got no money, and more and more people are getting poor and getting ill because this horrible system of health insurance, instead of medical care, has bled everybody dry. You're all dying for lack of money. which is ridiculous. And
But I think that's the plan.
Indeed, that's the plan. And you know, I remember you used to talk about it. You know, how can anybody do this? And I was saying Agenda 21, Sherry. It's Agenda 21. They want to kill us all. They are trying to kill us all. And now, I think you've kind of got to the point where. Oh, yeah, they are trying to kill us all. you're kind of there with me now.
I didn't believe that could be that horrible of a conspiracy. But this one, this is a $1,200 course, and we have to spread the word. The time is coming where we're going to have to do it absolutely on our own. They have to pre-register. We only have so many spots. And if more people than that come in, we have to pay some outrageous fine. So they've got to pre-register, and there's a link on the site under Health Crisis Software Giveaway. And I think everybody will agree that there is an absolute health crisis going on with radiation, with GMOs, with vaccines, with big pharma. It has to be in our hands. And that's what I'm trying to do before I die. I'm falling off a third-story balcony.
Sherry, you're indestructible.
Yes.
Your mission is not complete.
That's kind of the way I felt about it.
That's right. Did you not... I mean, when you were out, did you have a... You know, talk to the angels?
Yes.
What did they say?
There was an old lady there that was really, really skinny. And she was black. She was... old lady, and she was playing with these kids with these round colored spheres, and she looked at me and she said, "What are you doing here? You aren't supposed to be here." And she sort of shooed me off. And then that's when I woke up and I couldn't breathe. I just had knocked myself silly.
Wow.
And there was a scaffold thing, and I reached up and started pumping my arm and pumping my chest, trying to breathe again. And that's the first thing that happened when I came to. But I told my children about this old lady, but you're the first non-family person I've ever mentioned it to.
Wow. So you know who it sounds like? It sounds like the lady in the Matrix. You know, the Oracle.
Yeah. Awesome.
Just that sort of vibe. All right. So, you know, maybe... and maybe indeed she's an aspect of yourself who always exists, that wise woman who I so know and love. Go ahead.
It wouldn't let me play.
It wouldn't let you play with the little spheres. Yeah, because that's the thing. In the Matrix, there's these little kids that are sitting outside in the Oracle's sort of living room, and they're all levitating things with their mind. You know,
I'm gonna have to go back and watch that again.
And, the lesson of the old lady, the lesson of the oracle, is what's written on the door as you come in, which is know thyself. So how better to know thyself than to be able to lay out all the frequencies that one is, like a chart of things that you've mastered and things you need to master in this cycle.
I
that's
see
what
me,
your vocal point does. Yeah. Go ahead. You see?
I see me as kind of a guinea pig. I get diabetes and I figure it all out, and then 20 people come with diabetes. And then I get hurt and without asking that, those same types of people come because I've already figured it out. So I just figure I'm the guinea pig or the control subject or something.
It would be very interesting to see where Chiron is in your chart, Sherry. It's probably very, very significant, and it's probably very connected in your north node or something like that. Healing. Chiron is the wounded healer. So that's exactly what you just described. And this is the way of the New World Servers. This is the new paradigm workers. We are injured by the world, so we figure out how to make a world that isn't so injurious.
I just look at it like I must have owed a lot of people in a lot of past lives for all the work I have to do.
Taking it for the team.
Yeah.
And maybe a bit of karma in, thrown in, you know. I think we've all been a little tyrannical in our lifetimes, and, you know. But it all works, and it's like, yeah, 100th monkeys, you know.
Yeah.
We're a monkey, yes, and an angel. It's like there's an angel riding on the back of the monkey. trying to steer the monkey through a china shop or something.
Sounds like you're in that place where you've realized that you're here, but you don't know anything, and you're just totally questioning even your own existence. I think that comes with age, or maybe experience.
It's the combination of actually talking to my spirit guides, you know, through typing. I type it into the computer, and they, you know, they send me a... It's like sending a text message and receiving a zip file with a paragraph in it. It's like a feeling that unpacks itself. Yeah, I'm such a tech. I'm sorry, but that's the way.
I can relate.
Yeah, you get me. So we've got... all these different inputs, and particularly, you know, you've got your own experiences that brought you to certain understandings, and whatever it was that caused certain trauma or not, or something that gives you a propensity to be sensitive in this lifetime, so that you can go through these processes, and having the soul energy to be able to overcome anything that has happened to you, to your body, learning how to repair it, literally repair it with sound, literally build a tricorder, you know, literally.
But I want more.
You want more?
I want more.
What more do you want? What's the ultimate?
I want everybody to have it.
Yeah, exactly.
I want everybody to have it.
Yeah, so we either need to be able to express it like you can, you know, and do that thing, or we are able to develop technology or software that can do that everybody has got access to.
That's what we're trying to do with these freebie courses.
Good.
Absolutely. I've come to the realization that I'm here for some purpose that I just can't put my hands on it. And if I knew the purpose, I'd probably say, hey, I'm not doing that, and probably leave. But it's just, this is what has to happen. And the more I give away, the more that comes to me that ought to be given away. So it's this wondrous circle of being filled up with something that's not physical. And my trial has been trying to live in the physical with people who didn't understand, and having to walk that fine line of what can I tell them and what would they accept. And I guess I'm just too concerned of what people might say if they really knew I was some alien or weirdo from another planet or something. But whatever I have, I want everybody else to have.
Exactly. So this is the thing, all right? And you know, I talk about this all the time on my show. And what is it? It's the soul. What is the soul? You are the soul. You know, the person I'm talking to is the soul. You are in your body. You live in your body. The soul does come from elsewhere, because I recognize souls from elsewhere as well. You know, I seem to have that, you know, gift, curse. Like, all these things are gifts and curses, but the simple key, and I'm going to ask you a question, Sherry, and you just give me the first thing that comes into your mind, right? Which is, what is the thing that you love so much, you get so absorbed completely like a child? What's the thing?
Finding the way the puzzle fits together.
Okay, well, that's the five-year-old, and the five-year-old knows, right? The five-year-old inner child knows exactly. I mean, I don't know if you've done this research, but you ask any 5-year-old, what do they want to be when they grow up? And then you record their progress, and like 20 years later or 30 years later, what were they? Big proportion, significant proportion knew exactly what they were going to be doing.
But when we don't do it, that's how we get so incredibly unhappy.
Exactly.
And
exactly.
Sick.
Exactly.
And misdirected and unbalanced.
Exactly. So what did you do when you were 5 that you loved doing? What was that? What was your favorite thing? I mean, was it kind of puzzle solving? Was it adventures? Was it building things? What was
it? I was talking to the plants and the animals, talking to the trees and the chickens, and seeing if I could make them do something with my mind.
Mm-hmm. Practicing telepathy.
Well, I didn't. There wasn't anything else.
Yeah.
We had the Sears catalog. That's the only book, but they used that for toilet paper. So no, there wasn't anything. I didn't go to school until I was 6. Mm-hmm. So it just wasn't anything.
Mm. Well,
plants were good friends.
So you got to you know, you actually have been there. So there's something you do is listen. You can listen, and you can hear very specific things. You can hear things. You were saying, you know, you talk to the plants, but you were actually hearing them talk back to you because you can hear the frequency of things. You do that with bacteria. I've heard you do this. I know you do this. You can hear the song of the bacteria. Do they actually sing a song, or is it just a single doo?
It's sort of a mumbling, like a beehive. You ever heard a beehive and a lot of different sounds together, but they were all the same sound?
Uh-huh. I see.
It's not really a good thing for the person because it's too much information, and somewhere you have to shut it off and be the human. And it's not easy walking that line and wanting everybody to have everything that I do. One, keeps me poor, and probably I'm a socialist. Isn't that what socialists do?
You're a Christian in the Christ sense of the word, you know, you're a Gnostic Christian.
I'm more Zen than Christian.
In terms of like the way when I say a Gnostic Christian, like a Christian like Jesus and his people, like that sort of level of Christian, not just the evangelist, the Christ-like energy.
Well, you're not going to take it with you. I think that everything that happens to you is a frequency, and it's added or subtracted or whatever in your body, in your field, in your energy, and that's the only thing that you're going to take with you, and that's what's very important to me, that I keep that in a graceful, integral way, and that I don't do things, and sometimes I'm forced to. I don't do things that make me feel bad. Mm-hmm. We had an offer for somebody to buy part of our company the other day, and it just felt so bad, but I was so tempted. It was so many millions of dollars, but it just felt so bad. I couldn't do it, and
that was your initiation there. I mean, this is after your accident, yeah?
Yes.
So, wham, bam, and then you're given the choice. And you could have said, oh, it would be so easy, wouldn't it? You know. But your heart was going, no, 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 please, no. And you listened. That's the thing. That's the breakthrough.
It felt dirty.
Yeah. You felt the discernment, you know, you discerned the filth of it. Yes, exactly. Fantastic.
Well, going back to what we said at the beginning of the show, you hear the words, but you just don't believe. And, you know, we've got that situation right now in the United States in our political system where so many words have come out that are just total lies, and we're in constant cognitive dissonance that people don't know which way's up. And I feel bad about that, and I want to help with that one too. So there's so much going on. I just need about 20 of me to do all the projects that I'd like to do for the world. Maybe that makes me so totally egotistical, but I want to help the space program and get us onto other planets, and I want to help people who are overweight, and I want to help people who have chronic diseases, and these kids with autism, and on and on and on and on. I want people to know, be able to know the truth, but at the same time, I think that creates a big storm too. What would you do, JP, if somebody, everybody in your life told you the truth? How could you live? How would you live?
Well, actually, I've just had 3.5 years of that, and I have to say it's very difficult. It's like being grated. It's like sandpapered. So here's the idea, Shari, is we've got a few more minutes in this show, and we were talking about lies. And we've talked about damn lies. We've spoken about Farmer and their lies. And just for a little bit of a kind of more of a light heart, can you just... You've measured them all. You've done all of the candidates in your fake illusion of election that you call the election. What have we got? We've got about maybe 10 minutes or about 8 minutes. Can you give an outline? I know there's loads of them, but you can probably eliminate. What's your top 5 liars and truth speakers?
Well, I think Obama is one of the biggest liars I've ever run across. Even when we do numbers and 42 is average, he ends up in the thousands with lies. 3 biggest truth tellers: Barbara Lowe Fisher from the National Vaccine Information Center, Ron Paul, and Gwen Olson, which is one of the people on Jeff Hayes' movie Bought. And she talks about being a drug rep, and she was so good, they put her into training. And the training was, you got to talk to doctors into getting everybody on medication and vaccines at the earliest age you can, so we can keep them as customers from day one till the end of life, because the vaccines will keep them sick enough to make them come back as customers.
I've seen that clip, I think, and that's that admission alone. That confirms everything that everybody suspected about the farmer in the first place. Boom. Okay, go ahead.
And she wrote a book, Confessions of a Prescription Drug Rated Runner or something. And she, in fear of her life, she has moved out of the country because she was getting threats for what was going on. She also is doing another book about how the drug companies are so involved in all of these shootings. It's not the guns, it's the drugs behind the guns that's causing it. She's braver than I am. We have things of Hillary Clinton and Obama both talking about Benghazi, and they were unloading the dead bodies behind them, and they were saying, here's all of these videos that did this, and we'll get them. Those were total lies. Jerry Sandusky, the Penn State coach, we showed that he was lying, and even the word that caused the lie, or was the lie, about raping those little boys in the locker rooms, he was found guilty. We put it out, Chris Christie, that he was not involved in all of this, but I don't think he's trusted anymore. I don't think he's going to make a good candidate. I think he's going to drop out. I'll just give you some of the candidates. Would that be okay?
Yeah, but just one thing. Does Chris Christie have a predominant note of yeast in his body? Because that man looks like a walking, talking nung. It's really angry.
Let me look him up on my computer.
So
I'll look him up on my computer.
Okay, because
see, here Candida is F sharp and G.
F sharp and G.
It's
like Jaws. The Nun. Just when you thought it was safe to go back to the bakery.
Okay, I tried to open that up, and Trump opened up instead.
Okay, so what have we got for Trump as well? What, you know, what's his truth spectrum value?
Okay, Chrissy just came up, and F sharp and G is totally in stress.
Ha!
But he's totally two people, too, and his liver is in considerable stress.
Oh my God, I would not like to be Chris Christie's liver. Could you just imagine the food he eats? You know.
Well, he's on some kind of strict diet.
Strict diet, yeah. Just stop. Oh, the cocaine and the anyway. So basically, I see him as just the kind of walking expression of Candida. And I think when you say he's two people, he is, I say that because Candida is like a possession, because it drives what your feelings are, which is like, I need to eat something now. Particularly, I need to drink a beer. I need to,
something with sugar in it to keep you moving.
That
would say your adrenals are burnt too, and his adrenals are stressed. I was looking to see where he's coming from, but it looks like I would thought it's emotions, but it's really not.
How about the seventh step of hell?
Sorry. He's coming from accomplish and do. Okay, back to Trump. You're going to be in shock about this one. In the 2008 election, when he brought up all the birther stuff, we said, this is not his idea. He is, somebody else put him up to this. Now, in this election, there's absolutely no foundation for him to be running for president. He doesn't want the job. He is doing it to pave the way and be in control of what issues are coming up. But here's the shocker for me. His voice came up in a child naive octave. He did have one other thing coming in, and it was female. It was emotional female, and it came up as a martyr and a love of the universe. But he has no interest in this job. He has interest in seeing how it all turns out. And I think it's going to come about where he's going to say about Carly Fiorina, I just told her she was ugly to make her stronger, like he did on that Apprentice show or whatever. But he has a score of 134 under the note of D, which is helping other people. But it's in a child naive octave. He's going into this stuff blind, not knowing where he's going. Now, this was done a couple of months ago, and I haven't done anything recent with him, but he has no interest. He has interest in controlling the issues. That's all. Is that what you expected?
It's funny because it looks like he's trying to take on the Illuminati, you know, the great big machine of the whole Federal Reserve cabal and all of that, you know. And I think he's a bit Quixote, you know, like Don Quixote, you know, tilling at the mill. It's like a brave, tragic, kind of heroic, standing up to the big man kind of, but it's a drama, and you know he's like the perfect person. But you'd think, being a businessman, he'd know about all this crap by now.
Yeah, but to come in childlike, that he could make a difference and help people, not his idea. I just think anybody'd be nuts to take on the presidency anyway. But if he does run, and I don't think that's going to happen, we're done.
Time thing.
I think they're going to attack the voters. Is the only way they're going to get him out of there.
Thank you so much, Shari Edwards, soundhealthoptions.com. Bless your heart. Thanks for coming back once again, and I'll see you next time. Well, I'll see you very soon. I'll speak to you soon. Bless your heart. Good night.